Hey guys, Will Durst here with your eagerly awaited top 10 comedic news stories of 2018. But first, a caution. This list is not to be confused with the top 10 serious news stories of 2018. No, no, no. It's as different as pencil drawings of historic steam engines and a bucket of compost. There are no wildfires or hurricanes or kids kept in cages or bone saws on this list. So here they are, the top 10 comedic news stories of 2018. Number 10, give teachers guns. Would certainly add an interesting element to the faculty lounge. Might help parent-teacher conferences resolve a little earlier. Number 9. Kim Kardashian meets with Trump, breaking the record for the largest assemblage of White House ass since Jimmy Carter hosted the Upper Michigan Donkey Basketball Champions in 1978. Then her husband, Kanye West, broke that record. Number 8. Books on Trump. 4 major publications out already, and every one of them calls him nuttier than the hospitality suite at a squirrel convention. Number 7, Kim Jong-un and the Singapore summit was a win-win. Trump got a great photo op, and Kim Jong-un got to leave North Korea and eat real food. Number 6, Vladimir Putin and the Helsinki summit. The president sucked up so hard, he left hickeys. Number 5, the Mueller investigation. The president keeps calling it a witch hunt, more like a bitch hunt, and soon he'll be found out as a little one and get slapped. Number 4, White House corruption. Rick Gates testified under oath that he stole money from Paul Manafort, who stole money from Donald Trump, who stole money from everybody. These guys are the Russian nesting dolls of crime. Number 3, the Kavanaugh hearings. Women outraged for being disenfranchised and men outraged for having their entitlements challenged. Number 2, the blue wave. Against all odds, the Democrats exhibit a pulse. That wasn't an election. It was an intervention. And the number 1 comedic news story of 2018, just like 2017 and 2016, Donald John Trump. The president calls his administration a finely tuned machine, which certainly sounds better than out of control dumpster fire, but might be a little less apt. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.